This is Twit.
Big shakeup at Twitter this week. I'm sure you've heard about it. The sudden announcement by a tweet by its CEO, Jack Dorsey, that he would no longer be CEO of the company, effective immediately, in his place CTO Parag Agrawal, who has actually been deeply involved with Twitter's exploration to decentralizing the service, also utilizing blockchain technology to do so. And that's going to come in real clear as we get into this discussion. But that was only the beginning, right? So joining us to talk about this and what it likely means is Ben Pimentel from Protocol. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Great to be here. Thank you.
It's great. Yeah, you bet. It's good to have you here. And we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. So there has been, in the last couple of days, a lot of speculation, of course, around the reasons for Jack's sudden departure. And you write, you've written a couple of articles for Protocol, but specifically you're writing about his fascination with crypto. And we've been, you know, hearing about this over the last few years, especially. Jack has not been very shy about tweeting out about his thoughts on crypto and everything. So it totally makes sense. It's part of the reason why I wanted to bring you on, because I think you've nailed it here. Talk a little bit about that. What's your take on that?
In many ways, it wasn't surprising what he did, because over the past few years, especially over the last few months, he's really become more focused on Bitcoin and crypto in general. There was a quote in the story where he said, "If I were not at Square or Twitter, I'd be working on Bitcoin." He said that back in June in Miami. So clearly, he has become fascinated with this new space, which is fast evolving. It started, you know, back in 2009, but it's really just picked up over the last 2 years. And Square has edged closer to, gone into this market with Bitcoin, offering customers access to Bitcoin. They've announced that they are going to come up with their own consumer hardware wallet. That's the devices that you use to store Bitcoin and crypto. And he's just become more outspoken about the promise of this space.
Yeah, and you mentioned in one of your articles a quote from Dorsey at a conference, a cryptocurrency conference in Miami back in June, where he said, "If I were not at Square or Twitter, I'd be working on Bitcoin." And what a way to work on Bitcoin, drop Twitter and focus on your you know, his main squeeze, which is Square, which is a financial entity or a company based on finance. And so it's kind of the perfect ground, like playground, for him to really kind of, it seems like, realize his dream of what he could be doing right now.
Yes, definitely. And clearly Square, although it's, you know, like right now, it started out as a financing company popular among small businesses that you see those dongles that when you buy something from a retailer or even like a food truck, for instance, you see that. And clearly they want to expand beyond that to offer other services. Cash App is becoming really popular and Bitcoin is the new frontier that he wants to conquer.
Yeah. So how has the company signaled, and by the company, actually, I mean now, you know, Square, or also known as Block, because by the way, Square is no longer Square
exactly.
is Block.
Exactly.
How did they explain this name change in the interim? You know, Dorsey's stepping away from Twitter. So that was one big piece of news. And then like a day later, you know, like 36 hours later, suddenly Square is announced to be Block. And of course, Block is very similar to blockchain, even though it's also similar to Square. So how did the company translate this name change to everyone? Did they specifically call out crypto as kind of an influence, a rationale?
I mean, that's sort of the strong suggestion given the direction of the company and given the increasing focus and increasing role of crypto in fintech in general. So it's not sort of unusual and surprising given that other companies in fintech financial technology, like even Robinhood. The start of the year was seen as something as an online trading app, but becoming increasingly more focused on crypto, given the rapid growth of that space. And they're, you know, moving into other areas like even a wallet and other offerings that focuses on this technology.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, we've got, I mean, as you say, Square is not new to dabbling around with, you know, the world of crypto. How deep has Square, I guess I should get used to calling them blocks. Man, we're going through the same Facebook Meta thing right now. It's just everything's changing. I don't know how I feel about it. How deep did their involvement with crypto go prior to now, in particular compared to their competitors?
I mean, they just last a few months ago, you know, Blockstream, a Bitcoin mining company, announced that Square was investing in the company. In July, Dorsey announced that Square was building a new business that would operate alongside the different segments of Square that's focused on Bitcoin. Square has also helped set up the cryptocurrency Open Patent Alliance, which is an organization that's the goal is really to protect innovation and to defend against patent trolling, which is a problem for any new industry. And so he's increasingly become more involved in this. And he has, if you watch his tweets, a lot of it is about the debates related to regulation in crypto. There was a few months ago he appeared with Elon Musk on the benefits of blockchain, the direction of blockchain, and he said clearly that he wished that blockchain and crypto was around when he started Twitter, which would have changed the way the company company evolved. So he's going all in on crypto, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. So then now with Dorsey devoted full time to Block, and he's essentially any of the hurdles that may have been perceived to be in front of him before in exploring, you know, full time his crypto obsession. Now he has the ability to do it. What do you think that means for the future of Block? Like, how does that resolve into a version of Block or Square that's really committed to crypto and could be beneficial?
Of course, they have a clear advantage. Square is an established company, an established fintech company. They already have some momentum when it comes to Bitcoin. One analyst I talked to said they're still behind. I mean, they're up against players like Coinbase or even Robinhood. They still have some catching up to do. But at the same time, you know, he's Jack Dorsey. He's respected in the industry. They have engineers who are really experienced in this. I mean, I do this story on Thomas Templeton, who is the head of Square Hardware, who will be one of the point persons in developing the Square hardware wallet. Who will be playing a key role in making their goal is really to make Bitcoin and crypto a mass consumer, something that appeals to ordinary consumers. Right now, crypto is growing. It appeals to a big segment, but it's still not there in terms of a mass appeal. And that's what I think what Square is trying to target.
Yeah, and part of that is ease of use, you know, ease of, yes. of getting of involvement, which there have been changes to that effect with apps like, you know, and services like Robinhood and everything. But Square is, man, Square is a household name. Of course, it's not Square anymore. I have to keep reminding myself it's Block.
Yeah.
But do you think, what about the activists? Like, I keep reading about activist investors influencing or applying pressure on Dorsey over the past, you know, months. Is that related to kind of this whole crypto thing as well?
That's sort of the Twitter side of the story, right? Because
okay.
clearly it's hard to run two major companies. And yeah. There's been reporting done by the Wall Street Journal, for instance, that there was some pressure on Dorsey in terms of the kind of focus he's putting into Twitter. Because Twitter still has its own issues, has its own problems, has its own challenges, and you need someone full-time to really focus on those challenges. And Dorsey has clearly signaled that he is really more interested in block and its future in the crypto realm. And it's and again, it's not surprising that it happened this way in terms of him giving up his role in Twitter, which of course he's in much more widely known brand. But his attention is just really something else on something else now.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. I want to wrap things up with one thing that I read yesterday. Was Kevin Roos wrote for the New York Times and was kind of writing about like why we're suddenly seeing so much of this movement and transition in the top echelon of big tech. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, the potential, at least Kevin posits, that crypto is kind of the landing pad for these burned out tech employees or tech, you know, executives that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, they were new to the scene, but they were really excited about this thing called social media. And now social media has developed over the years and become, yes, incredibly influential. But with that comes a lot of power, a lot of pressure. I mean, pressure from all directions. It's influencing everything. Do you think that's kind of part of what's going on here, that maybe someone like Jack Dorsey is like, you know what, that kitchen's got a little too hot. This is my new obsession. This is like, you know, and I think I even saw like a tweet from someone saying crypto right now is the internet, you know, 1997. And do you think that's kind of some of the thinking that's happening here in situations?
The buzzword right now is Web3.
Yeah, Web3.
Talks about, you know, the Web 1 was, you know, when the web emerged in the late 90s and led to the dot-com boom, which led to the crash. And after that, you have Web 2, which is social media. So that's where Facebook, Twitter became the powerhouses. Web 3 is about decentralized finance. It's about blockchain. It's about money and creating that platform where you create a new vision for the web that's decentralized, not just for finance, but for other things. That's where NFTs come in. That's where you're creating new business models for artists to make money from their work in a more efficient, decentralized manner. At the same time, you have more attention from the regulators on that. Because that's more, in a way, it's more revolutionary than Web 1 and Web 2. And I guess in a way that I see this as posing a challenge to established technology titans like Jack Dorsey and others. And it's a new frontier in a way. It's in the next frontier of the web revolution.
Yeah, it really feels that way. And it certainly seems like, you know, people like Jack Dorsey believe in that as well. So very curious, very interesting stuff. Benjamin Pimentel, thank you so much for hopping on with us today. You write, of course, for Protocol. And Ben has written a number of articles about this topic, as well as a whole lot of other stuff around kind of cryptocurrency and modern finance and everything. If people want to follow your work or find you online, where can they find you?
Protocol.com is our site. I am on Twitter at Ben Pimentel, and I'm on LinkedIn.
Right on. Cool. Ben, thank you so much for hopping on with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.